Are you tired of all the bad in the world? Remember, the darker the night, the brighter the light. Join us together as we shine today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello, right. Hello, and welcome. It's Gaither's Homecoming Radio on the air. And that is music to my ears right there. And to you, our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by, checking in. What's sure to be an outstanding hour. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Right, I'm here.
All right.
It's Gordon Moat.
Come on.
We're honored to have Ken Davis sitting around this table. Lauren Talley.
Oh. Hello,
Jean McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Ooh. Our soft feminine side, Tori Taft.
That would be me.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us we can find our yes and amen in Christ.
That's right. And my guests today are ready to say yes to the promises of God. Hey, it's going to be good.
It is going to be good, Bill. Let's get it kicked off with the whole homecoming gang. And here they are.
Savior, what a soldier he had been, but his steps will be more steady when the saints go marching in.
Third vocal band from the project Shine.
The darker the night, the brighter the light. The darker the night, the brighter the light.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Your light shines brighter by far, and dark can never
shine, let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Here now are Reggie and Lady Love on Homecoming Radio.
You're down on my knees with a troubled soul. The world was dark and out of control. I cried, Lord, 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 have you forsaken me? Didn't have a clue to what was going on. Couldn't find the words, so I moaned and moaned, yeah. Crying, Lord, 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 have you forsaken me? And the Lord said, pray.
Pray, 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 and you'll get.
back on Homecoming Radio. My good friend Gene McDonald, you are sitting here this morning seemingly pondering some deep thoughts. What in the world are you thinking about?
Well, you know, last night we went out and had supper, and I had me a big old piece of that cured ham.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
And I've been sitting here for a while trying to figure out what that ham was cured from.
That was a question you should have asked before you ate it.
Last night would have been a good time.
Hey, here is the entire Homecoming gang. Buddy Green gets us started with his harmonica on When All God's Singers Get Home.
What a song of delight.
What a song of delight.
In that city.
In that city so bright. We'll be lifted beneath heaven's air door.
How the ransom.
How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise. When all of God's singers
think that before time began, before the world was created or galaxies flung into space, there was God, and he was singing a song. The music was so beautiful that it had to be heard, so God created. And down through the ages, he's always had his singers who picked up fragments of the melody, hummed bits of harmony, wrote phrases of poetry, or danced short movements. But no one has ever heard the whole song since that day God sang it alone. One of these days, he will gather all his children home, and one by one, the singers of all the ages will lift up their voices and fill in the parts life taught to them. At last, we'll hear love's sweet song as it was first conceived in the heart of the great songwriter himself. And it will be perfect. What music there will be when all God's singers get home.
As we sing here on earth, songs of sadness or mirth, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. But our song can't compare with the glory we'll share.
Voices of Connie Hopper, Gloria Gaither, Homecoming friends here on Homecoming Radio, where it is now time to remind ourselves how much better it is when we throw our hearts wide open and give it away.
Take whatever you have and give it away. A mother and daughter were shopping for groceries when they noticed an elderly lady putting bread back on the shelf that she couldn't afford. They struck up conversation, and the lady remarked how sad it was how much everything had gone up. The mom and daughter reached into their purses and graciously gave the lady $10. At first, the elderly customer lady said she couldn't take it, but they insisted and put the cash into her handbag and said, "Use the change to buy yourself something." The lady was so very grateful, and conversation continued for about 10 minutes. They learned she had lost her husband a few months back, and she has found it hard ever since. A simple reminder of the good it does when we look for special ways to give it away.
That's true.
And you know what? There is no feeling like the good feeling you get when you do a deed like that, or tip the waitress, give it away.
Give it away.
What a wonderful way to live your life. Here's Legacy 5 singing, "I Stand Redeemed."
When I think of all my faults and my failures, when I consider all the times I've let God down, I am humbled by the grace He has extended. I'm amazed at the mercy I have found. Could never earn His love on my own. Yet every time I come before His throne,
I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hand
that bought my liberty.
I stand redeemed.
Even at my best, I am unworthy. I have nothing precious I can. Priceless gift to Him. The bitter mark of sin will never fade away, but I can come before Him unashamed.
I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the
love getting your letters at homecomingradio.com. Here's one from Deborah. I love listening to your show, all the songs, all the jokes and stories of your wonderful ministry with such love and joy. My husband and I go to as many of the Gaither concerts as we can. We've always come away so blessed and full of God's peace. We feel the Holy Spirit in all of your music and performances. Hey, the comedy is fun. The way everyone automatically goes back and forth with their wit is natural, makes me laugh. And I hope that Bill and Gloria can continue their legacy for many years to come with all their wonderful, musical, talented friends. Thank you, Deborah, from the Chesapeake Bay region of Virginia. We love getting your notes. And again, you can do that at homecomingradio.com. Bill?
Todd Settles has a unique way of presenting a song. Mm-hmm. And I've always heard this scripture so many times used to point out the fact that if we sow bad seeds, we're going to reap them. Mm-hmm. However, this song talks about it in a positive way. If we sow good seeds, we will also reap them. Listen.
I can see her now, her withered skin, old straw hat and crooked grin. She says, child, let's make this garden grow. Let's till the soil and pull some weeds, and here's your bag of precious seeds. 'Cause grandma's got a secret you should know. You always reap exactly what you sow. Sow mercy, sow grace, sow kindness, sow faith. And words are like water sprinkled with love. You will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of. Sow mercy, we knelt right there. She took my hand. That patch of dirt was holy land. And she says, child, I learned this long ago. You can bless or curse, you can live or die. You see, you choose a crop you want in life. Now that's the greatest secret grandma knows. Always reap exactly what you sow. Sow mercy and sow grace, sow kindness, sow faith. Words are like water sprinkled with love. You will harvest all your hearts dreaming of. 'Cause one day, God forbid, you act a fool and fall down hard and fast. 'Cause life is true. If you ever need to help a friend, the hand you help may lift you up again. What goes around comes back around, you know. You always reap exactly what you sow. Sow mercy, sprinkled with love, you will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of.
You will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of.
So mercy. Water sprinkled with love, you will harvest all your heart's been dreaming of.
Everybody, so mercy.
So mercy.
So mercy.
So mercy.
So mercy.
Again. Friends, one more time.
So mercy.
Ah, oh, what a good way to end this show. It's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little light to your life, all the while encouraging you to remember that the darker the night, the brighter the light.
Well, join us again next time. And in the meantime, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com. Where, Gene, you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see our dates, times, and places for the future Gaither Homecoming concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Don't you lower your voice at me.
You can also get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We're out of time. But we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It wouldn't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.